I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we're live on a Tuesday, ready to do some podcasting. Find us everywhere you find podcasts. The official weapon of the show is
phone chair.
And the unofficial sport,
bullet ball.
And bullet ball, extreme, extreme, extreme. And we're here to give you a regular show, guys, okay? I mean, we have some Drake and Kendrick updates, but no more painstaking breakdowns, lyric by lyric and all that stuff. No new songs were released. We all got a good night's sleep last night.
We did, didn't we?
Kendrick, I guess Kendrick's calling off the guns for now. I don't know. At least I haven't seen anything. We'll be on alert. We'll be on the lookout, obviously. Lots of memes and jokes, but no new material that I've seen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it feels good to have some, you know, a little peace. The official weapon of the show, we already said. Mm-hmm. Don't forget. Don't forget, Premium is on sale right now until the 15th. Go to theblackguywhotips.com /premium. Sign up. Become a Premium member. It's only $100 for the whole year. There's a lot of shows behind the paywall. And you might want to check them out. Okay, they're fun. They're funny. You like the other stuff we do? Check that out. This week is a show note programming for people behind the paywall stuff. No balls deep this week. I think Justin's going like on vacation or something. So no balls deep this week. But, you know, just letting you know so you won't be looking in your feed like, did they not care about sports this week? I have many sports takes.
Yeah, a lot of shit happened, but you will be getting a movie review.
Yeah, we are going to see a movie, so you will be getting some Planet of the Apes in your feed. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think that keeps us up to date on the show notes and everything. Do you have any banter?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think, do I have any now? Shit, I should have looked at this before we started the show. It's been so long since we weren't talking about...
Right, I had been making a list, y'all. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I only had a couple things. I guess I'll play the music just so DJ Java sent us some new beats. So I'll play some music just so we get a shout out to one of his beats. And also, we can put a commercial here.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Ooh, that's pretty tough. I like that. All right, just a couple random thoughts. The first thing is we watched the Cat Williams stand up.
Yes, we did.
And I thought it was mid at best. I think it was very dated sounding.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was live on Netflix, so I'm sure there was some production that was hard to do, but the clips and stuff wasn't really doing it. For me, it didn't feel as fluid and interactive as I think maybe it almost needed to show up on the camera too.
Yes.
Like, so on my TV screen to show me the clips and then cut back to him. I'm sure it's very hard to do.
In the corner or something, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it was on stage and stuff. The audience, I mean, shit, the people there liked it. That's the thing that's the most important, because I think that's what translates for most specials is the audience felt like they were on like laughing gas. They were dying so much. But I just thought it was okay at best.
I did not like it at all. It was very boring.
And Karen's the one made us put it on there.
Yes. And my thing is this. Because, you know, The Weeknd has been, you know, Kendrick and Drake, and everybody was on the high, and it was joke time, and it was one of those things. I was like, oh, the Cat Williams special, you know, live. I'll...
What the fuck?
You got everything on autoplay?
Yeah, someone sent me a text. I tried to turn it off, and the shit turned on. Anyway, go ahead.
No problem. And so I was like, oh, the Cat Williams special is on Netflix. I was like, and I think the biggest thing for me, that was like, it's going to be live. So I was like, okay, since it's going to be live with all the things that's been happening, I know you're going to talk about something current. Something happening, Shannon Sharp. Like, a lot of people probably tuned in because of that Shannon Sharp special. So I was thinking, okay, this, you know, I'm coming in with some forms of expectations. And so it was like nothing current was really talked about. Everything was dated. Even some of the videos was dated. It didn't flow smoothly. It was almost segmented. Mm-hmm. Out where it's like thought versus like something that kind of had been rehearsed where everything flowed smooth. It felt very choppy and broke up to me just listening.
And this is the second time they've done a live special like this. And Chris Rock's special was very timely and not that dated with the references and stuff. I don't think it was like a standards and practices issue. I think this is, you know, this is set for better or worse. And he put it out here and, you know, feel how you feel about it. But, I watched it, and it just wasn't that funny to me. But honestly, I think Cat Williams is in a weird place where the people who like him because of his answer to one question in an interview when he was asked about updating your jokes and your language because it's offensive, and he was like, if you can't tell a joke without being offensive, then you just ain't funny. And a lot of liberal people kind of patted him on the back in like a, I need to support this liberal guy thing. And I've always been like, y'all don't watch his stand up, because his stand up is not by any means like woke or liberal. If anything, it's a little bit like libertarianish, and it's not, and he really does believe in the kind of like getting in on both sides. That's his dogma. I'm not even knocking it. That's his comedic voice. But people tried to make him into something he wasn't. And I think what was interesting was watching my timeline tune in to this like event and then tune out almost immediately when he started making like trans jokes and some of the things that people typically are offended by. He started making those jokes about that shit. And all of a sudden, motherfuckers was like, oh, this is offensive. Oh, I should have just watched Dave Chappelle. This is the fuck he going to be talking about. This ain't funny at all. And I just thought that's what permeated throughout the stand-up set to me, was like, it's not that funny to me. And then also, isn't whatever, like, it's called woke folks, but it's not really, that wasn't really the theme of it either. It didn't really have a theme, really.
No, and it was kind of all over the place. And y'all know me. I'm like, okay, I come in for, is it funny? Yeah. You know, I don't have to be politically correct. I don't have to like everything you say. I don't have to agree with everything you say. Did you make me laugh? I am very simple. Did you make me laugh? And just the way it was presented and chopped up. And I think also he depended on a lot of nostalgia. Like when things were going on, sometimes he would just say certain things and did an inflection of his voice. But that's not a punchline. Like, that's not funny to me.
Yeah, one of the first clips is him making a joke about the blind football kid. That is from, like, 2010. I remember when that was on Twitter. I still have a list. I still have a list on Twitter from when I shared that video and everybody was making comments. And I called the list Also Going to Hell, because everybody had them jokes about that blind kid and that music. To see him pull that out in 2024 is like, oh. And that's not really a joke. That's more of the setup to it. It didn't really need to play the video, but he was making it sound like it was a current event. Like, we're so woke now, we're letting blind kids play football. And as a premise, it's funny, but as a it just, I don't know. It just, it, knowing that that's not real, it's kind of like a, okay, I guess. Maybe he just saw the clip for the first time.
Yeah, and like I said, I think because it was live on Netflix, I was expecting current stuff. I wasn't expecting you
to talk about like, he's been touring. So old, right? And some of it is current. Like, someone in chat said that he thought it was a different set than the Dark Matter set, but I don't think it is, because, like, one of the jokes from the Dark Matter set that has been doing the rounds on Twitter was him when he started calling Trick Daddy ugly. And one of those jokes is in there with him putting Trick Daddy on the screen and calling him ugly and being like, you could be anything you want. Look at this ugly motherfucker. Ha ha. So, I mean, you know, maybe it's just not that funny. And, I mean, Pimp Chronicles will always have that. I think everyone universally agrees that that shit is funny. And he has some jokes here and there in stand-up that people love. I think his core fans that go, that see him on tours, they love him.
Right.
And he'll be fine. But, yeah, for it to be like a big Netflix event, maybe it's because of Kendrick. It did not become this big cultural touchstone. And it kind of – he might have lucked out that Kendrick and Drake was beefing, because not enough – not people weren't even roasting it to be upset. Like, what the fuck? Like, people were just kind of like, all right, back to the beef then.
Yeah, right. That's what a lot of people were like, all right, I can go do something else. Like, I don't really have to be here. There's other things that are more entertaining than this. And like you say, you have this cool audience. They're going to support him no matter what. And he, like I said, he is touring, and I don't know what his touring set is. It might be you go see him at a comedy club. It might be a completely different set than what he presented. But I can only speak off of what I saw, and what I saw was meant okay.
I was at Target, and they have a brand of products, I guess their Target brand for cleaning, like not cleaning, but hygiene and products is called Method or something. And they had soap that was called Method Men Soap with different flavors and stuff, you know, man flavors, glacier ice, you know, granite,
strong,
like, granite lava, whatever.
Musk.
Yeah. But, yeah, they had their own, and I just made a joke, like, yeah, Method Man might want to sue them, because they stole his Method Men soap, feels like his brand.
It do, don't it, you yes. know?
But I guess they have Method Women soap as well, you know, so maybe that's how they get out of getting sued. And people was like, it has nothing to do with Method Man, that's just the name of the brand. But then I went further down the aisle, and they had talcum powder, and I said, now, wait a minute, that's Method Man's song. That's absolutely stealing. Okay. The slogan for it was, is it real, son? Is it really real, son? And I said, see. All right, let's get into that was just me being silly. Oh, and I saw a snake today.
You sure did. You put that online. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I saw a snake. I was taking a walk for exercise and around the greenway and shit. And you know, it was hot. So people was out walking. Nobody had on no clothes. It was crazy.
Everybody's sweating.
I'm in shorts. You know, we out there together. I figured out the secret to getting people to wave at you, by the way, if you're a big black man, apparently. I don't know if y'all struggle with this too. But if you want people to wave at you, the key is if they're with a dog, a kid, or a smaller person. You look at the small thing first. So you look at the kid first, or the dog first, or the wife, or the, you know, whoever's the smallest of the two. You look at them first, then you raise your eyes to the tall person, the bigger person, and it's got like a 97 percentile response rate. The other stuff is not working. Now, of course, I'm still giving them the tight gritted teeth with just the lip smile, because I understand that's the white way. And that's how you let them know I'm a safe Negro.
Yeah, I be smiling too hard. We be walking.
We are acknowledging
together.
Each other. Yeah, but I understand that we do not want to like turn this into a thing.
Mm-mm. We don't want to have a conversation. You know? We good.
But yeah, I saw a big ass snake, and it was like just chilling on the walkway. Like, it was so big, I thought it was a stick, and it was It was not moving at all. It was just sitting still.
Oh,
yeah, and it didn't look dangerous or anything. I'm on a Reddit called What Snake Is This or something.
Oh, did you put it in there?
Yeah, I put it in there.
Okay.
I put it in the Reddit. I've never posted in the Reddit before.
Aw, shit. You know somebody going to have an answer in that group. They always know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, I've never posted in the Reddit. I've just only you know, observed other people, and I've gotten pretty good at guessing the snakes, you know, like, oh, that's, an, you know, like, I know what a cottonmouth looks like now. I know what,
oh,
like,
a
banded water snake looks like, you know, rattlesnakes and stuff like
and
that.
And that stuff is important if you're going to be outside walking and shit.
I would show y'all the picture of the snake, but the way it's set up on my screen, y'all will see all the freaky ass Reddits I'm in, and I don't want to show y'all that. So. Oh, wait. Okay, I found
not
a way.
Not the freaky ass Reddits.
Yeah, y'all don't need to know about big brown areolas. Do y'all really need to see that?
Do y'all want to see that?
Like, is that really? Y'all don't need to know that. But okay, this is the snake. And I zoomed in. This picture is taken from far away. Shout out to the iPhone. I zoomed in like 5 times because I was not coming even close to that thing. But that's a big, that's a long snake, man.
Yes, that is.
That's like at least 4 feet, at least. And it was just chilling like that. I don't know why his back was all curled up like that and shit. Like, it wasn't curled up like the strike. It was just mm-mm. curled up. Maybe it's like a camouflage to so it appears to be a stick from a distance. But yeah, it was just chilling out there. And it didn't bother me. I didn't bother it. And we went on about our way, and I posted it on What Snake Is This? And they said Central Rat Snake.
Oh, shit.
It says one of the reliable responders. And then underneath, they have explanations about the kind of rat, the snake. Central Rat Snake, give you the Latin name, Pantherophis alangahanensis. And they said they're large, common, harmless rat snakes with a multitude of regional color patterns native to eastern and central North America between the Appalachian Mountains and the Mississippi River embayment. They are killed, scales, generalists that eat a variety of prey. They do well in urban environments and are particularly fond of rodents and birds in these habitats.
Mm.
So, yeah, they are currently recognized as distinct from eastern rat snakes, as well as western rat snakes. And they were once generically labeled black rat snakes, but I guess they, you know, they stopped being racist and colorless.
They started making demands, so they're like, oh, we got to change the name.
Yeah. Well, once George Floyd got killed, everybody woke up in the snake community.
Now, apparently they did.
Yeah. Someone said, I think this sub has taught me that I found most surprising is how small a lot of these snakes are. But this one looks huge and healthy. What a beaut.
Oh, someone, shit. That's huge and healthy.
Someone said, I saw the fattest cottonmouth on here a few weeks back. I mean, that thing was thick with 2 C's. That seems to be about the most. And then someone said, someone guessed it was a black snake or black racer, good snake from the Charlotte area. I see them all the time. And someone said, it may not be the scientific name, but black snake or black racer is what the locals call these snakes. Very quick. See them climbing to find bird eggs, etc. See,
oh.
That someone was like joking on Twitter, like, did you try to give it a pet or whatever? I was like, nah.
Fuck no.
And then they said, it looks like a black racer. I said, well, it sounds fast. So that's one of the reasons I'm glad I didn't even come close to the motherfucker.
A black racist. I'm good.
Because I feel like a snake running fast towards you is scarier than a roach flying towards you.
Ain't it, though?
So I'm good on all that, homie. Mm-hmm. All right. Now we can get into the show. Let's play another beat.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I did.
Listen. Listen. For those, I want you to. You see,
I want you to come. I want you to come. You see, for Lord, I want you to come. You see, you see.
All right, news time. I guess we can start with some of these updates for this rap beef. London OVO store was vandalized with "They Not Like Us" in graffiti.
Oh no!
In a reference to Kendrick Lamar's diss track towards Drake. So somebody apparently was so enraptured in this beef, they took the time to spray paint "They Not Like Us," and "They Not Like" is in black spray paint and "Us" is in white spray paint. Some people think maybe Drake did this to his own store, which I'm like, I don't know about that. How would he get there to just do this part?
Right.
And they was like, it's giving Black's Rule or whatever. I'm like, maybe, I don't know. But I think it's real. I think, you know, people do shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
The original.
Put the attention.
Yeah, they're right. I think this is what happened when the culture turned against you. Now, I do think it's interesting because these motherfuckers are in London.
Right. London.
Like, even London is falling for the boy. That's wild. Because they ain't got nothing to do with the argument that Kendrick's making.
Mm-mm.
Matter of fact, Kendrick would probably might even feel that way about some of the London people, depending on how they handle themselves when it comes to hip-hop and their collaborations and all that stuff. You know, like, they're, you know, it was, like, weird to watch, like, y'all appropriate the beef from the people that, you know, about the appropriator who's being accused of appropriation from Black Americans, but then this is not America, and y'all are being mad, so interesting. The other update is that apparently Drake's security guard was seriously injured at Toronto mansion in a shooting.
Mm.
Yeah, and of course, everyone originally just, oh, the beef is getting out of control. See, this is what's wrong with people, man. Like, what's going on? This used to be fun. Turns out, which I thought right away, but now there's more evidence. It turns out it doesn't seem like it's about Kendrick at all. And this is the thing. I'm glad we went through the lines painstakingly. Drake has a lot of issues with a lot of people that used to be his friends.
Yep.
And some of them are in Canada.
Yes, they are.
All that shit he's talking about, Cash Dog and The Weeknd, those motherfuckers live up there with him. So, like, I doubt Kendrick's taking a flight or inspiring some Canadian to be like, oh, man, I got to represent for the Black Americans. I doubt that's going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, some of the stuff, the rumor is, we'll see what becomes.
Yeah, they do investigation and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what becomes of it. But the rumor is there's a shooting involving, like, Cash, that's The Weeknd's manager.
Okay.
Cash and Drake's security team, and Drake's security person got shot and is in the hospital. So we'll see if any more details come out of this, but
yeah, how true or how not true that is. And I also heard that Canadian restaurant got a bunch of their sales went through the roof.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that already. But yeah, that, and they got some funny 5-star reviews on their Yelp and all this stuff from people that are clearly just Kendrick fans.
Mm-hmm.
But look, this is not us. This is Canadian beef, which is kind of like Canadian bacon, meaning that it's ham. So it's not really for us to get in. So, you know, good luck to Aubrey and them killers up there.
Yeah, y'all handle that maple syrup yourselves.
This is basically a hockey fight, and we, you know, we have to see ourselves out of this.
Now, ain't that the truth?
Kendrick, for his part, has replaced himself as the number one streamed rap song in America.
He replaced himself.
So it was, I believe, Euphoria.
Okay.
And now he's replaced himself this week with Not Like Us, which also broke Drake's 2021 Spotify record for most streams in a day.
Oh!
Yeah. Most streams in a day.
That shit was everywhere. And
what's crazy is, like, this shit dropped at 7 o'clock. Like, it wasn't even, you can give a full day that day that it dropped. But yeah, this is what I keep trying to say, right? This is why I don't think you can even argue who won the beef.
Right.
Because this is a language that Drake respects. All of Drake's claims to be the greatest are sales and streams.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't like that about him because they feel like, well, this streams ain't the same as selling albums. So when you say I broke Michael Jackson's record, I'm never going to give you the respect of I would give Michael Jackson because I feel like streams ain't the same as waiting in line or buying a record, buying an album.
Right.
But Drake believes that that's what makes him the greatest. And so to have the guy who called you a pedophile in a song, have that song go number one and break your record, I think that's why Drake sounded defeated and wanted to wrap it up.
Yeah, and that's just with Spotify. I can't even. I bet you probably broke records on YouTube too. Wouldn't it be surprising?
Cause I'm sure.
That's what most people initially heard. It was on YouTube.
Yeah, and you know Kendrick is not putting any what do you call it? Copyright claims on it.
Mm-mm.
So it's just getting bigger and bigger. Meanwhile, Drake was striking people's shit. I don't know if he's still striking it, but he was definitely striking people's stuff and getting it taken down or getting it not to be able to be monetized, which discourages people from discussing what you're saying.
Right.
Now, you know, there's two ways to look at that. One, he just wants people to go stream his music. He can control the streams. I don't know. Or two, more cynically, he knows he's losing and he don't want people playing his music talking about him losing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being like, oh, this is like roasting it or saying it's not good or saying Kendrick is better. So let me just keep the conversation from spreading. So, yeah, that happened. And then there's one more update on the beef.
Oh, shit. What else happened?
Actually, there's two more updates. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's two more.
I'm here for it.
And this is where it takes a turn. Okay. It takes a little bit of a turn. It's not as funny or upbeat as the other shit. Metro Boomin, who we talked about, he's the producer that makes, you know, beats for Future and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he talked shit and he put out a tweet that was a free beat and said, whoever hops on this beat, if the best person, I'm gonna give him a free beat and $10,000. The second best, I'm gonna give him a free beat. My beats are worth sometimes 50, 60, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, apparently he should have scrubbed his Twitter, Karen, because the phrase Metro Grooming was trending on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Because they found his old tweets. Yeah, and it's not good.
God, present, honey.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so one compilation of tweets included Metro Boomin making statements including, she might be young, but she ready.
Oh, no, not the R. Kelly route.
I'm trying to tell one of my friends that age ain't nothing but a number.
Oh, no.
Now, in all fairness, these tweets are from 2011 to 2014, where he would have been 17 to 20 years old. So make of that what you will. There's a world where, especially 2011, where it wouldn't have been as controversial, offensive, which is probably why the fuck these tweets ain't coming up till now. But when a lot of the point of talking about Drake is his affinity for young women, and this is in your body, this is in your history with these tweets, his fans are searching, they trying to find something,
anything, right?
And it's mostly just, how do we look over here, you know, like how do we keep him off of Drake's neck? And it's, well, you got some old tweets. Some of these tweets are not really offensive by themselves, but they add up. Like, he had one that talked about drugging girls with Molly in 2010. He laid out a list of 10 rules that includes one, never trust no hoe. Well, I see why he's Future's producer, because that he definitely believe that. Two,
that's his motto,
right? Rule two, no means blow. Which sounds like if you say no to having sex with me, it means you need to suck my dick. Three, coming to my hotel, you got to blow one, two, three, and maybe four.
Oh, no.
These are not the most complicated rhyme schemes.
Mm-mm.
Rule number four, get your shit and go. Rule number five, bye-bye, ho. Rule number six, I'm not kissing you. Rule number seven, I'm tired of talking. What the fuck? Rule number 8, you straight. Rule number 9, you had a good time. Rule 10, let's do it again. Laugh my ass off. And he tagged some people to it. So it sounds like a very immature joke.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, right now, everybody trying to get it. You know? Another person said, Nas is boring, said, with a twit pic of a girl. I guess it said, this girl is 13. And Metro quote tweeted this and said, I'll beat the charge. That's from 2012. And someone took a picture and said, Metro Boomin, I beg your finest fucking pardon. Hashtag Metro Grooming. There's so many more. Tip of the iceberg. This is so like, yeah, this is that thing. He thought that shit was funny. He didn't delete them tweets, and they got him. If I get a chick that wants me to get her some mollies, is that guaranteed pussy? Someone said. He retweeted it and replied, yes. Maybe even for the crew, too. LOL.
Oh, no.
These couple of girls that had big titties and a fat ass in junior high are washed and folded up now. He just said the truth. That's not. I don't think that's just him being a jerk, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Walking through the grocery store with both hands in my khakis like a true pedophile, though. Hashtag no pedo.
What?
2011. I don't even get the joke there.
Me either.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, comedy's hard, and many people are not good at it.
Comedy is very hard. Yes, it is.
Saying,
you have to structure it. You have to think and rethink. Yeah,
I'm trying to think through his joke structure, and I'm like, what do that mean?
Right.
Especially the hashtag no pedo. Maybe thought, well, I guess, you know what? This was peak hashtag no homo. And that's a corny ass joke.
Yes.
Normally. So maybe he thought, stupid. Chris Brown album Graffiti is already outselling Rihanna's album. He can't stop hashtag beating her, someone said. And he just laughed at that one. But still. Now, the problem is with all this gotcha shit from Metro, and the reason it's not going to work and it doesn't really matter. It's because none of us think none of us was in this because we're like, well, it's about Metro's higher moral class than Drake.
Mm-mm.
The only one in this debate who is like, I'm a better human being than you are, is Kendrick. Future, it's like saying, well, Future, you got mad at Drake over fucking your chick, but you fuck all kinds of women. Yeah, it's not. Not going to matter.
No, it's not.
It's not going to matter, dog. They don't care. And he don't care. And it ain't about that for them. And then, I don't even want to play this whole thing because it's too so long. But it just made me crack up because, you know, I know a few people that still kind of trying to ride this whole thing out with Drake and be like, nah, he's not losing. Y'all think he's losing, but he winning. Man, I logged on this morning. First thing I seen, The Art of Dialogue put out a tweet. I'm going to show y'all this tweet, guys.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I've been saying for a while, nobody in the industry seemed to have Drake back. That's a big problem for him because the whole thing Kendrick pointed out was, you're not really of the culture, you're using the culture. And that would be a great fucking time if you're Drake for like 21 Savage and all these Travis Scott and all these people you keep shouting out in your songs to come out and be like, hey, leave him alone, that's the homie.
Yeah, that you work with and made him a lot of money.
Zero people said that.
Yeah, they're not saying anything.
But I found somebody that has his back, Karen.
Oh, shit, you did? Who? This nigga.
Who is it, Karen?
Oh, dude, he over there. On the other side of the world.
Russell Simmons.
Because they like, if you come back here, you are under arrest, sir.
Russell Simmons.
Had something to say, apparently.
And it's always been a rap beef, but never so much excitement. And again, I know it's like pro wrestling, as Rick Rubin used to say. And it's okay to have these skirmishes. I remember saving lives. I mean, I would get in the middle of people who are going to kill each other.
Sure you are, buddy. Was that between the sexual assaults that you're accused of that you can't come back to America and say this on our soil with, or what? And also, just sitting crisscross applesauce don't make you the peaceful It's like you can't be accused of 70 sexual assaults and then be like, but I'm sitting crisscross applesauce, guys. I think we both know I didn't do it.
But I'm a guru.
My ability and flexibility to bend my knees and hips means that I'm innocent.
Come on out there doing yoga, hot
yoga.
You
ain't never
too.
Seen a sexual assaulter that had hips that could bend like this.
Come on.
Many, many times I saved the lives of rappers or saved them from clashing in ways that were not just verbal. And I see now one thing leads to another. Call this guy a white boy or a pedophile. Call this guy, you know, even saying, well, look, I raise my children properly. That's my focus. I'm a real man because I do the following. Shit, I can't feel good if you're not quite the same man he is. Every little punchline is hurtful. And they lead to more hurtful punchlines and to gunplay. How many people have died?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, you.
And
are
if this guy
person.
Is the guy who's like, "Hey, man, we gotta calm it down," I feel like that's, you know, especially on the pedophile side, I feel like that's worse than that's worse than having everyone against you is having him with you.
That's the dude you got some. Supporting you, dog. Mm-hmm. The only one, literally, everybody else is silent. Everybody, they touring, they doing other shit. Ain't nobody said anything on social media. You even have seen, like, basketball players. There's a clip of LeBron, like, practicing and shit, like, quoting the tweets. Like, because, you know, people read the lips and stuff. So, you know, so it's like, everybody kind of is like, hey, this is a jam. This is where I am. And it's going to be interesting to see how many of these stars and celebrities and NBA players and NFL players, you know, like across the board and other rappers, how long before somebody be like, I'm going to quote unquote cross the line. And when that person does, how they're going to be perceived is going to be the biggest question.
Right. And I don't want this dude delivering a defense of me in any reason, for any way, for anything.
You want to send a cease and desist. That's who you need to send it to.
Right. And it's, you know, he probably said it in a minor. All right. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, speaking of sexual assaulters, Diddy faces sexual assault allegations, claims misrepresentation amid cancel culture. What? So I guess this is... What is this? In a recent expression of resilience, the mogul shared a video montage on Saturday. The video features intimate moments with loved ones and a scene of him facing a storm at the beach, set to audio from a 2022 sermon from Bishop T.D. Jakes, emphasizing steadiness in adversity. And he didn't go with the, you know what it feels like to be swallowed, I see. He decided to go a different direction.
Apparently so.
In a strategic legal shift, Diddy recently enlisted high-profile attorney Bobby Sternheim to lead his defense, now over a defense of Ghislaine Maxwell and in the Jeffrey Epstein sex. That's not helping.
Mm-mm.
One, didn't she go to jail because she did it? Two, that's who you reached out to? Sternheim officially joined the case in mid-February and da-da-da. I don't know. Stuff like this makes me wonder if he paid this website to put this out. These motherfuckers be controlling a lot of media, and that's a pretty... pretty generous telling of, like, in a sign of resilience, like, is that what it is?
Right.
Trump's classified documents trial is postponed indefinitely. This is breaking news before we hopped on the air. Randolph sent it to me. He's very, you know how Randolph is. He's like, the justice system is not going to hold him accountable.
Ain't this the one with that lawyer who had that young lawyer who had never really had a trial before?
Well, no, yeah. This is Jack Smith's case.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I think what you're thinking is the judge, Eileen Cannon, who is a Trump nominee who's never really had a case before. And she's the one putting these rulings out. And she said the postponement was necessary to allow more time for discovery and other pretrial motions, essentially greasing the wheels for Trump to circumvent any justice before his actual trial, before the election.
Mm-hmm. That was the whole purpose and point. Yeah, yeah, that's why Trump mad at the other judge, because they tried that shit. It was like, no. Y'all think it's going to take us 3 weeks? We're going to do this shit in 3 days? Y'all better motherfucking pick somebody. Let's get this shit going. And it's kind of fucking Trump up, because Trump didn't ever think he was going to go to trial.
Yeah, now he has other trials, including a criminal trial happening right now. So I don't know this whole thing of like, nothing's going to happen to him. I don't share the pessimism of Randolph on it. But I also think, whether you're pessimistic or not, there's no criminal conviction can stop him from running for president. Even going to jail can't stop it. We know this. So,
right.
So if your goal is just, we have to stop him from running, you are always on a fool's errand in the first place, because there is no mechanism we have on our side to stop that.
Nope.
So then
there's no rules on it.
So then the next thing becomes, and this is what it always was going to come down to, what are the American people going to do? Because the real judgment of Trump is going to come at the voting booth.
Yes, it is.
And that's why, I mean, no offense to Macklemore and all these folks that's real righteous people that's talking, I'm not undecided. I'm not waiting in November for something to happen before I will commit to voting for Joe Biden.
Right.
If anything, I'm voting against Trump, and I'm okay with that. I don't need my reasoning to even be more complicated than that, even though I have more reasons beyond that.
Right.
But you had me at, I keep trying to keep this guy out of the White House is super important, and there's zero issues that will be move forward in ways that I would like to see by having Trump in office. Zero of them. Many of them will be moved backwards, but zero of them will be moved forward. So, you know, I think it was always like hopeful that some of these trials will come to some sort of fruition, and some of them will, but this one was one of the hardest ones, because this woman is blatantly using the power of the judiciary system that she's been granted through Trump.
Yeah, and she's been in
his favor.
Yeah, she's been chastised by some of her decisions. Like, she said some shit that was like, bitch, you can't do that. Like, that's like, basically, in my opinion, she shouldn't have got it out of her inexperience. It's like, this child is too big for your ass to get this shit, but she got it. And, you know, she's doing shit. And it was like, that's not what the law say, and you can't even interpret it this way. What are you doing?
Right. So, you know, we'll see if anything else happens. But, you know, if that's what you're waiting for. Mm-mm. Trump did get fined again for, I think, contempt of court, because he keeps fucking talking in this new crowd. And the judge is now threatening him with jail. But I
won't believe you till
I won't believe it till he goes to when he's in a jail cell, I'll believe it.
Right. Until then, I won't believe it, because y'all just, and he knows it right now, the empty threats, because y'all aren't doing it.
Right.
Like, if you were really serious, you'd be like, fuck you, nigga. Go on into jail and sit there, and we'll go through the trial without you, because we actually need to get shit done, and you're wasting time.
Judge Juan Merchan rebuked Trump for contravening his directive on April 22nd by remarking on his political affiliation of the jury. That jury was picked so fast, 95% Democrats. The area is mostly all Democrat. It's a very unfair situation that I can tell you. Maybe don't do crimes in a jurisdiction with all the Democrats then.
Right.
In an official ruling, Merchan asserted that Trump's remarks not only cast doubt on the integrity and thus validity of these proceedings, but also revived concerns for the safety of jurors and their families. He imposed a $1,000 fine, the maximum allowable under state law. Previously, he fined Trump $9,000 for 9 breaches through social media posts and his campaign website. However, he indicated on Monday that the fines had not achieved their intended deterrent effect, and Trump could face imprisonment for future violations.
We'll see. I won't believe it till he's in jail.
Yeah, I want to see it, though. I would like them to do it, because he's going to continue to violate, and I'm tired of these judges talking tough and then not doing shit. Go ahead, throw his ass in jail. Maybe he'll learn something there when he don't go to no cushy-ass apartment, but he got to go to a real fucking jail that other people go to. Whether he's isolated in jail or not, I don't care, but he needs to sit across from that shitty-ass toilet, and then he'll take his rich ass and shut the fuck up. Let's see. I don't even know how this article got here. That's more of a balls deep story. Columbia University replaces its commencement ceremony with smaller scale celebrations following protests on campus. So this is how they're gonna try to get around the, you know, we can't have graduation because the kids protesting and the Republicans are trying to shut us down and they're saying we're too lenient. The kids are saying we're too rigid. We're calling the police. We're shutting down the protest, but it's not having, it's just making people more mad and more civilly disobedient. And it's also not satiating the Republicans because there's not a win that you're getting out of this PR wise.
Yeah, you're going to lose. Everybody's going to be mad. No matter right. what decision you make, everyone is going to be mad because for some people, ceremonies means things. You know, they're like, my family comes. I want them to see me walk across the stage, stand up, however y'all do y'all ceremony. And it's like, you ruined my moment. Like I said, these are the same children that missed their high school graduations. Now it's college time. I'm fucking missing that graduation too over some bull. You know, if a lot of students are like, over some bullshit, just had a goddamn ceremony.
Yeah, and I mean, this becoming interesting because so it's becoming interesting because I think if you have the ceremony, there will be protests, there will be acts of defiance and stuff that are going to happen. But I think ultimately you can fight on that. And I don't mean fight the kids, but you can fight on like, hey, we thought this is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
like,
we want to continue to have our ceremony because the students work hard. They spent a lot of money, going to be in a lot of debt for a lot of years for a lot of them not to go through a ceremony.
Yeah. And at the same time, the Republicans no matter what you do, the Republicans are going to try to get the brass at these universities out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, I guess it's easy for me to say I'm not in charge of these campuses and I don't have to deal with any of the PR spin. I don't have to deal with any of the viral videos of these incidences where something actually is over the line or whatever. So it's probably easy for me to sit in my house and be like, yeah, just don't even like, just let the kids do their protests and do y'all graduation and let the person speak. And they're going to say whatever they want to say about Palestine. You're just going to have to deal with it. And I don't have to deal with the fallout. I don't have to deal with right. the people that are like, even if you're anti-Zionist, we consider that being anti-Semitic and that whole bag mm-hmm. that you got to get into and try to parse. I don't have to deal with the fallout. So, but yeah, I don't think this is going to help either. Just we'll have smaller ceremonies. It's still not pleasing anyone.
No, because the smaller ceremony is going to make people mad. People go, what you mean smaller? That means my family and friends won't be able to go. You're probably going to have a limit. Like, everything's going to have a limit now because it's not the standard-ass ceremony that you normally have. And you're going to have a lot of people that's going to be like, well, if it's smaller, fuck it, I'm not going to come because I can't shine in this moment.
And according to the university, they met with student protesters and activists to come up with this solution. Smaller-scale school-based celebrations because they said they are eager to cross the stage and it's more meaningful to them and their families. And applause and family pride to hear from the school invited guest speakers as a result. Do you go get multiple guest speakers now? Or does one guest speaker just rotate around and give like the speech five times? Like, how does that work?
Is this a 7-day event? Because, you know, some of these universities are fucking huge. So, you know, we're going to have multiple things. Are we going to have a back to back to back to back to back all day long? Like, how are you going to do this?
Yeah, it says, unfortunately, students will now be recognized individually alongside their peers in smaller ceremonies. However, the graduation ceremony is not the only thing affected. I think what they mean is, unfortunately, students will not be recognized individually. So maybe they're just going to be like, and you all graduate.
Yeah, or they might be doing like departments, this department, that department type
yeah,
of thing. Yeah,
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, these campuses everywhere are having these protests. So I don't know. There's no way out of this that's going to be cute and nice and everyone's going to agree. And a lot of these people, your job is gone no matter what.
Yeah.
As soon as this shit started, your job was gone. And
yeah, you didn't ask for it. You didn't have nothing to do with it. You didn't know it was going to happen. But all right. of a sudden, you losing your job because everybody's mad.
I forgot about this video. I do have a video about that new Ho King, the restaurant with Kendrick Lamar and Drake in the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef.
Okay.
Here it is.
It's been an over decade long feud, and now a new Kendrick Lamar diss record targeting Toronto's own Drake has one local Chinese restaurant caught in the middle, but in a good way. New Ho King on Spadina was mentioned in the song Euphoria. And now the owner says they have since been showered with 5-star reviews.
Talk about me and my family, Crody. Someone go bleed in your family, Crody. I be a new Hawk King.
New Hawk King.
There you go.
That's right. I'm trying to learn how to sing the song now.
Johnny Liu is the owner of New Hawk King in Chinatown. He says since last night, his phone has been blowing up with messages.
This morning, a lot of people text me. He said, oh, look at that. That's your restaurant? I said, yes. And they said, oh, look at that. Look at the song.
Don't speak on the family, Crody. You can get deep in the family, Crody.
In the song, Kendrick Lamar jokingly pokes fun at the Toronto accent and slang. He then specifically mentioned the restaurant and their fried rice.
I be a New Hawk King eating fried rice with a dip sauce and a blammy, Crody.
He said, good food and maybe the fried rice get more rice. The chef gonna be busy.
Since the song was released Tuesday, Google reviews for the establishment have been soaring with positive feedback.
5-star reviews. Kendrick sent me. Kendrick Lamar mentioned.
With most mentioning the song, and they're now famous.
I feel a sense of euphoria when I'm having the fried rice with the dip sauce and the blammy.
Whoa, 7 minutes ago.
So people are mentioning the song that Kendrick.
Yep, I see that. Kendrick's a good guy. Oh, my God.
Liu says he expects more customers will be stopping by since he's receiving this international attention. Even today, customers we spoke to said they made their way to Chinatown to try the fried rice, thanks to the American rapper.
I came all the way from Markham just to see this fried rice, man. Kendrick Lamar, you gotta pay respect to K-Dot, man. Ever since he dropped the diss track, I was like, I gotta visit this place.
Damn, that's crazy.
Put that man on the map. He was like, chef gonna be busy. I was reading an article, they said they normally get like 20 to 30 orders of fried rice. They was like, ever since this came out, they was like, they have like 5 times that order a day of people ordering fried rice, like within the area or just coming by and stopping and getting it. And they was like, yeah, they was like, the orders have been insane.
It definitely makes me want to like get some spray paint and spray paint an OVO store watching that story. So I feel those people. I take it back what I said earlier. Let's see.
Somebody said Kendrick Lee. That's hilarious.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Kendrick Lee, you know, Keith Lee.
Oh, I get it. Thank you. Sorry, I just didn't get it.
Oh,
I didn't
say
it wasn't funny. That's hilarious.
Ain't it though?
All right, let's move into another segment. Let's do some fucking with black people. Where's my fucking with black people? Boom.
Hey, we're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them black people. We're just fucking with them blacks. We're just fucking with black people. Hey, hey,
ex-athletic director accused of framing principal with AI arrested at airport with gun.
Damn.
I mean, oh no. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh no too. Oh no.
Baltimore's county police arrested Pikesville High School's former athletic director Thursday morning and charged him with crimes related to the alleged use of artificial intelligence to impersonate Principal Eric Eiswert. Leading to the public to believe Eiswert made racist and anti-Semitic comments behind closed doors. Dazon Darian, 31, just the worst,
black,
was apprehended as he attempted to board a flight to Houston at BWI Airport. Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough said at a news conference Thursday afternoon, Darian was stopped for having a gun on him. And
at the airport.
Yeah, an airport official saw there was a warrant for his arrest. They did not know whether he was trying to flee. First of all, trying to fly with a gun is just bananas. Did he forget he had it on him? Mm-hmm. He was charged with disrupting school activities after investigators determined he faked Eiswert's voice and circulated audio on social media in January. According to Baltimore County State Attorney's Office, Darian's nickname DJ was among the names mentioned in the audio clips. Authorities say he faked. The audio clip had profound repercussions. It not only led to Eiswert's temporary removal from the school, but also triggered a wave of hate-filled messages on social media and numerous calls to the school. The recording also caused significant disruptions for the PHS staff and students. Maybe it's another danger of AI.
Right.
Police say Darian made the recording in retaliation after Ashworth initiated an investigation into improper payments he made to a school athletics coach who was also his roommate. Darian also was charged with theft and retaliating against a witness. He was allowed release on $5,000 bond and waived an attorney at an initial court appearance. Attempts to reach him by phone were unsuccessful. I wonder if he's going to AI the judge's voice and then the lawyer's voice and just keep it going. But like, I can't get a fair trial. Look at this clip from the judge. I hate black people a lot. They are the worst. I hope they all die. I will never give them a fair ruling. Bye. Ashworth's voice, which police and AI experts believe was simulated, made disparaging comments about black students and the surrounding Jewish community and was widely circulated on social media. Questions about the audio's authenticity quickly followed. Police, it's gotta feel so bad if you're the person they faked it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're the person that they are framing, all these racists have always said things that sound like your denial. I didn't say that. I don't have a racist bone in my body. We got the tape. But it's not me. It's just, it must have been somebody else. Nah, it's you. You know, like, ugh, that sucks. How do you disprove that?
Right.
Police wrote in charging documents that Darian had access to school's network on multiple occasions in December and January, searching for open AI tools and using large language models that practice deep learning, which involve pulling in vast amounts of data from various sources on the internet, can recognize text inputted by users and produce conversational results.
So they're like, yeah, you did it, but we could actually find what you were doing.
And you did it on school internet.
And they monitor everything.
Imagine doing all this rather than just, you know, not paying payments to the roommate.
Right.
Like, you went and learned AI skills to frame this man. You sat up there and learned Pro Tools so you can get this motherfucker right out of the paint.
Became a professional AI person.
Right. Many current and former students believe Ashworth was responsible for the offensive remarks, while former colleagues denounced the audio and defended his character. He himself has denied making those comments and said the comments did not align with his views. First time that defending a person that's accused of racism worked out for somebody. Good for them. They were on the ground floor of that one. I'm not going to lie. Your boy would have sat it out if it was one of my friends. I'd be like, we'll see. Let's wait till they put it through the computer. And
to get authenticity.
Privately, sure. Maybe you didn't say it. Publicly, I'm not saying this guy is a racist. How many people has that worked out for vouching someone else wasn't racist?
All right, and then turn around and some shit go down and got you looking stupid.
I remember George Zimmerman had a black friend that went on multiple news outlets saying how he was not racist. I'm like, brother, what's wrong with you? Blink twice. Mm-mm. Audio posted to the popular Instagram account Murder, Inc. Be More prompted a Baltimore County Public Schools and Baltimore County Police investigation. Ashworth has not been working in the school since the investigation began. The voice refers to ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag and questions how hard it is to get those students to meet grade level expectations. The speaker uses names of people who appear to be staff members and says they should not have been hired and then should get rid of another person one way or another. What, they make it seem like murder? He went hard with this AI, didn't he?
Yes, you went over the top.
Also, I think we should murder some puppies together right now.
Sir.
And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side, the voice said. Wow. Darian was
being, went all out.
He was being investigated in December in a theft investigation that had been initiated by Ashworth. Police say Darian had authorized $1,916 payments to the school junior varsity basketball coach, who was also his roommate.
Woo.
Yeah, $1,916. And under the pretense that he was an assistant girls soccer coach, he was not. So he was trying to slide some school funds to his homie. Got caught. Investigation started. He said, I'll investigate you. I'm gonna put out the AI clip of you being racist.
So you gonna put me on trial? I'm put you on trial.
Well, next time someone try to cancel me, I'm saying it's AI. All right, Karen, 0 to 100.
This right here gets a Jacaris.
Okay, now why is that, sister?
It gets a Jacaris because it's fucked up. Like, it's really fucked up. And it's one of those things where the shit is out there now. So once it's out there, people are going to believe whatever it is, regardless if it's true or false. Mm. And if you are somebody that's, you know, has integrity and you doing your job and you end up losing your job off of this bullshit right here, you know, and it's a thing, they actually proved it because he was stupid enough to use the school system. Mm-hmm. So imagine if he would have did it like somewhere where they couldn't attract it nor traced it, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So now I'm losing my job because you decided to fuck around with some AI. I mean, they probably still could have did some investigation to find out. But for the fact that you put it on the school shit, that was like, no, we see where you logged, like, we see where you did these things. So now we can actually use the school's fund to actually investigate versus if something happens kind of off school property. Not that they don't investigate, but it's a little different then. Mm-hmm. And so my thing is, you know, it's really, really fucked up because everybody go, well, that don't matter. It does matter. If it was you, you would be fucking livid. If it was you, you would be highly upset if somebody did this to you.
Mm. All right, I'm going to try to see if I can play the recording. Someone in the chat said I should play it. Or listen to it. It's hard to find it now that everybody knows it's AI.
Yeah, I'm
finding
only me.
Here we go. Here's a recording.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community, I'm going to join the other side. Kathy.
I like that he threw the Jews in there because he was like, they might not, the black shit might not stick.
And the thing.
But anti-Semitism is catching people up right now. So let me see if we can give them to Kyrie.
And the thing is, his AI skills was good. Like this.
I mean, he can definitely,
really,
when he get out of jail, he should definitely apply for AI.
Yes, because most people would not be able to tell the difference.
I can't tell the difference.
Mm-mm, me either.
So that was the alleged video. And then, like I said, it turns out that it wasn't real. So
right.
But look, it sound good.
It sound real good.
I would have believed it. We just happened not to cover that story at the time, but I would have been like, wow, this is how they really feel about us. And then the three, you know, the troll white people that somehow listen to our show, even though they racist, would be like, ah, you blacks, y'all too sensitive. I told you. But I guess my laziness.
They think everything is fake.
I guess my laziness worked out, guys. We didn't get to that article when it happened.
I'm
so
glad.
You can't gotcha on the other end.
Mm-mm.
I give it 100 as well. Like, I only took off a little bit. Not Dracarys for me because great skills. Hearing the recording, you really, you know, maybe you should work for, you know, Marvel.
Maybe his personal computer had a bandwidth and shit, or his home internet was like, this is too much. So he's like, well, let me get where as much, lot more power. So that's how I end up doing the school shit.
Mm-hmm. New York City government workers of color are paid less than white colleagues, says a study.
No shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not saying that this is the most groundbreaking revelation. but it makes sense, mm-hmm. you know.
I am shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Black, Asian, and Hispanic New York City government workers continue to be paid less than their white colleagues, a disparity driven by persistent pattern of low wages for women of color in the municipal ranks. The study reflects salary levels across all municipal positions as of 2021, the latest period for which the data is available. It's amazing we're this far. It's amazing we have this much tracking. It's amazing we have these articles and they keep coming out. And we know, and yet no motherfucking employer can seem to just get this shit right. Why can't everybody just make the motherfucking same? Hey,
right?
This is what the position pays people to do this job. Why is it somehow, whenever we go through and do the study, whenever we get all the data back, it just keep coming back with the black and brown people and the women and all the LGBT. Everybody's getting paid less that isn't just like a cishet white man. Why is that?
Yeah, and they do shit like keep it vague with salary, and they'll do shit like ask you how much do you want to get paid, or what were you getting paid at your previous job and shit like that, versus just paying you. That's why they have them salary gap ranges. Now, I understand a lot of that is based off of experience, too, but a lot of times it is to lowball you. This is why they don't want you talking about salary. They don't want you talking about how much you make or none of that shit. They don't want you to talk about it. You know, like, people have figured it out now, but shout out to the young people. They do something that my generation does not do as much. Them niggas will be at a job 2-3 years and go somewhere else to consistently get a pay bump. They like, why would I stay somewhere getting paid a quarter or 50 cent a fucking, you know, you call that a goddamn raise, you know, I have to, you know, break somebody's neck to get a fucking dollar raise, you know, and I could just quit this bitch, take all my skills and go somewhere else and get 20 to 30% more, you know. That's why a lot of young people, they don't be staying at places. I've realized that.
Well, also, these are good government jobs, Karen.
The jobs they tell us to go get, right?
Right, but here's what I keep thinking, though. The government job means public money. Federal and public money, typically city government money, whatever, those are the monies that typically have these regulations. Even they even do it to the private industry. If you want to have a business in New York City, you need to meet this amount of quotas. You need to pay people this type of way. And here you are being the fucking city with the money, and you ain't even doing what the fuck you supposed to do. Everyone would understand if this city was like, if you are a MTA worker and you do blank, everybody make the same. None of y'all is going to be more balling than the next. Maybe some individual like raises or something. Maybe if you get a promotion.
Right.
Something. If you've been here longer, we should not look up and look at the results of a study and say city government employees of color earn 84 cents on the dollar paid to white workers. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's honestly inexcusable and not forgivable, because these are the things that fuck up people's wealth. This is money that goes back into our economy, back into our families' pockets, back into generational situations. These are the good jobs that they tell us to go get. Mm-hmm. These are the steady jobs that have the healthcare and all this shit. And then even in these jobs, you still got to worry about racism and your coworker making more than you. And as you said, that's why they don't want it public. That's why they don't share this. And you would think it would be publicly available for the government. And then many times it is, right? You can actually look up government people's salaries, mm-hmm. which you think would be a deterrent to discriminate with payments, but it is not.
Mm-mm. That's how they can do this investigation.
Dracarys! Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, that's the cars for me. Fuck this one. All right, let's wrap this up, guys, with some guest erase. All right, I know it's getting that one did make me mad. all right, what is guest erase music? I know I got it. There we go. What time is it? It's time to guest erase. It's time to guest erase. It's time to guest erase. It's time to guess the race. All right, let's get on with the get on. Guessing the race time. Jail for man in pink dildo domestic attack.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hate the pink dildo domestic attacks. You know how it is. Dildo DV. An ex-con has been convicted of attacking his girlfriend with a pink dildo after she derided him as a limp dick in need of Viagra. I'm going to tell you right now, this relationship doesn't sound very healthy at all.
It does not. Does not sound very healthy nor happy.
And I'm not saying whether he does have a limp dick, but that seemed like limp dick behavior.
Yes, it does.
Stephen Nurden, 38, pleaded no contest Friday to a domestic battery charge stemming from a violent confrontation earlier this year in a residence he shared with his 37-year-old victims. He was adjudicated guilty by a county court judge and sentenced to 8 months in jail. He was also fined about $920 and ordered to have no contact with the victim. He was free from custody after his January 1st arrest after posting $2,500 bond. He was then rearrested a month later for violating the terms of his pretrial release by repeatedly contacting the victim via text messages, Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok.
Damn, all the sites.
You were right.
All of the sites.
Well, he was just not on Reddit, I guess. She must not have had a Reddit account.
Right.
What snake is this? It's a pink dildo. Nerdin pleaded no contest to the
violation. The same one my wife used.
Nerdin pleaded no contest to the violation charge for which he was behind bars for the last 3 months. He was fined about $1,000. His jail sentence will run concurrently with his misdemeanor battery cases punishment. The victim told cops she was arguing with him about the relationship when she declared he needed erectile dysfunction medication to address his sexual shortcomings. Nerdin, she said, became irate and retrieved a sex toy from a bedroom. So he must have been like, is this what you want? Is this what you like?
Right.
Is it hard enough for you?
A lot of men are very insecure about sex toys.
So then he shoved the dildo into her mouth and he also punched her. When the cops questioned him,
he claimed. Took a turn. Hmm? I said that took that.
I mean, it was always taking a turn, Ken. It was. I wasn't even trying to make a joke.
It was always rotating and gyrating.
It took a curve.
Yeah, it did. To the left. It took a pump.
But when the cop showed up, he claimed not to even recall wielding the dildo. Now let me tell you something. There are lies. There are damn lies.
This is a damn lie.
Everybody remembers wielding the dildo. Come on now. There's no man that just like, oh, was that? I don't remember. Maybe it was. It's crazy. I don't know.
Now, if you're somebody that has a collection of them, you might be like, I don't remember which one, but yeah.
Just like I'm sure most people remember a dildo being forcibly shoved in their mouths forever.
They will remember that.
The person doing it remember it forever, too. Like, get the fuck out. Anyway, guess the race.
What are their names again?
His name is Stephen Nerdin.
White.
Karen's going with white. Let's check the Chizzy chat room and see what they believe. That thing wasn't thanging white.
No, it was not.
Yeah, I don't think it was a BBC. Mm-hmm. White. White.
That,
okay, everybody's going white on this joint.
Wasn't pumping.
White Crody with the white flesh-colored dildos. Well, it was a pink dildo. What? Wahitay? Are you not entertained white? Damn, everybody went white on this one. White, the correct answer is white. Man, that is a wild story.
Yes, that is.
But, you know, counseling, therapy, something. Just, that's not healthy.
Something.
A man nabbed for fried chicken battery on his sister.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Now hear him out. I love.
Was it crispy, baked, fried? What kind of chicken was this? That matters too.
I love chicken batter.
What kind of hot sauce is around?
So maybe we'll see. A 20-year-old is behind bars charged with launching a fried chicken fusillade at his, I guess that's throwing a projectile, at his sister during a domestic clash in Florida residence.
Damn, did he have a bucket? What's happening here?
According to investigators, the poultry pelting occurred Sunday afternoon at the home of Kanye Medley and his sibling. What? Mm. Kanye Medley sounds like what we used to call when Kanye West made beats.
Yes.
Like, oh, it's nice Kanye medley. You know, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy has a couple of good Kanye medleys.
Yes.
During a verbal altercation, Medley grabbed a bag of church's chicken. So he must be in the gym to lift that much chicken.
Yeah, no, that chicken was heavy.
Them church's chickens is big. They be in the gym too.
Did he knock out with a biscuit?
You don't even have to eat church's chicken. You can just take it a leg and curl it like a dumbbell, and you can gain muscle. But yeah, he grabbed a bag of church's chicken from his sister and began throwing pieces of chicken at her. One piece of fried chicken hit the victim in the back and left food debris on her shoulders. She could have got killed.
Right?
You throw a church's.
You're trying to lose a shoulder.
You throw a church's. I'd rather get shot by a hollow point.
At least that'll pass through you.
You throw a church's wing at me. Can I have a bulletproof vest first?
I might be down for the count.
Church's wing, you throw that. You throw that at a Marvel character, they gonna get hurt.
Yes.
After being read his rights, he reportedly admitted to throwing two pieces of chicken, one of which hit her. So he gave her a two piece.
Yes, he did.
The motive for the chicken winging, He said he stated he did this because he had not eaten and did not want the piece of chicken the victim offered him, so he became upset.
What?
What is the logic? What? Oh, or maybe he's like, he's one of them I don't eat churches people. Because there are people out there in the world that are like, I don't eat that churches. You know, that's got that HGH in it.
I ain't trying to grow another finger.
You know, that church is on that balco. All right.
I ain't going to let that fried okra. It's really good now.
A church's chicken led to MLB in home runs one season.
Oh, no.
Despite the hangry defense, he was arrested for domestic battery, a misdemeanor, and booked in the county jail. He's 230 pounds. He was arrested earlier this year for allegedly biting and strangling his sister and slamming the door on her arm and striking her with a piece of wooden decor. So they don't have a good, healthy relationship.
I would say anger issues.
And I'm going to kind of be on his sister's side on this one. I hate to be judgmental, but Karen, guess the race of Kanye medley.
Black.
Karen's going with black. Huh? Let's see what they say in the chat room. He like Miss Jerry from Martin. I don't want no damn tuna. Oh, that's not the niggas. Okay. Nigga that can't front. I love churches. Let's see. Someone just said wasteful. Wasteful ninja. Oh, they black. I know you little niggas ain't throwing food black. All falls down black.
That's hilarious. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Miss Jerry from Martin black. Big piece of chicken black. Through churches, the kind of disrespect the chicken says white. Womp womp, the wop wop combo black, black, black. The correct answer is, if you said it black, you got it right. And of course, some people missed it.
Why is their hair the same color of that fried chicken?
And so is the uniform. You know what's funny to me, though, is the police already had an interaction with him not too long ago for beating his sister. So I wonder if that when they showed up this time, it was like, I knew I'm going to see you again. I knew I'm going to see you again.
Come on, buddy, come on. Thought it was the same officer and everything.
I'm just talking about the intro to College Dropout with the Bernie Mac voice. all right, let's get to the final round. Karen is 2 for 2.
Yay!
The bitch was white.
I ain't racist. How can I be racist about anybody or anything in my life? How can I?
Call them niggas. Just call them niggas.
It's time.
A body was found in the home of a man who allegedly pulled a gun on a pastor in North Braddock.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Body was found in the home of a man who was accused of pulling a gun on a pastor at a church service. Ooh, in the church, during the church service.
Mm-hmm.
The service was interrupted when a man jumped in front of the pastor with a gun in an apparent attempt to shoot him. Oh, I might could play the audio. Oh, but I can't play the audio because y'all would get the, shit. How do I do this in a way that y'all can't see it? I'll just read it. It's just easier to read it. I don't want to
ruin it. Yes.
Ruin the answer. So this happened in Jesus Dwelling Place Church on Lobringer Avenue. The church live streams its services and captured the moment a man pulled out a gun and aimed it directly at Pastor Glenn Germany. Then the gun jammed. I'm thankful to God that I'm still here because he definitely pulled the trigger, said Germany, the pastor. Boy, I know his sermon gonna be fire next Sunday, boy. But God, like I know he gonna.
Yes,
be like,
if it was not for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be, child? Right. Yes,
I serve a faithful God. Come he on. Said, "No weapon formed against me,
come on,
shall prosper."
My God is an on time God. Yes, he is.
Right.
Can I get an amen, child? That service gonna be lit.
He said he had never seen the gunman before Sunday. He says he noticed the gunman frequently coming in and out of church, even giving the pastor eye contact. And that's when the unexpected happened. I started trying to begin to preach. All of a sudden, from my left-hand side, I saw him move from the back to the front of the church. He set up in the front corner of the church and smiled at me. All of a sudden, I just saw a gun pointing right at me. And at that point, all I could do was run for cover. Church members quickly jumped into action as Germany took cover. One man even jumped to tackle the gunman. Eventually, he was able to remove the gun from the man's hands. He could have lost his life in that struggle, said the pastor, but he sacrificed himself for everyone, and he's the hero. Court paperwork identified the suspect as Bernard Polite, 26, of Braddock. According to a criminal complaint, Polite confessed to police that he tried to shoot Germany because God told him to do it, and he wanted to go to jail to clear his mind. There has to be easier ways to go to jail.
It is much easier ways to go to jail. It has to be.
Go protest Free Palestine, and you can go to jail.
They'll be more than happy to lock you up, baby.
Like, come on now. You ain't got to kill nobody. Police said a man... So then they went to his home on Sunday evening. They found a man. They said a man was found shot to death. So I'm guessing it was him. And they identified the man as Derek Polite, 56. So it wasn't him. Oh, so I guess his father or a relative of Bernard Polite was found dead in the home that he stayed at.
Oh, so he may have not trying to kill him.
And then went to the church.
Yes.
Because God has some very specific things or something. I don't know. Neighbors were shocked.
What happened. A lot of times you stop with family members, then you start going outside of the house.
That's that Old Testament, like, kill your son, God. Like, kill this baby. You're like, why? You was going to do it. I was just fucking with you, bro. Anyway, you saved this shit. My fault, bro. Don't take it serious. Don't take it personal. So far, no charges have been filed connected with the body found at the home. But, yeah, he was arraigned early Monday morning on charges connected to the incident. All right, Karen, guess the race of Mr. Bernard Polite, the shooter.
I'm going black.
Karen's going black. Terry says righteous gemstone white. Let's see. The article said he heard music coming from the church and decided to come in there. That's not what my article said. Let's see. Black, Uncle Baby Billy, just a bunch of country thugs. White. God is the teacher. The man is the student. And I am God's vessel. Black. Polite. White. Won't he do it? Black. Blackity black. Oh, Najayla's in here. Hey, Najayla. The correct answer is, Karen, what'd you say? Black?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said white. But you the one got it right. And some people got it wrong. I just know that pastor finna be insufferable. And I would be too. If I was a pastor and someone tried to kill me and they failed and the gun jammed, boy, listen. Throw the Bibles away. We don't need
you ain't
scripture
gonna
up in
tell
here no
me
more.
Nothing.
We doing this from the dome.
Come from the top of the dome.
All right. Open your books to the verse chapter me. Verse 1. Niggas out here shooting, but they missing. They can't get me because God got my back. Okay.
Come on.
When a pastor do get shot, I'll be like, couldn't be me. He must have been up to something. God ain't protect him. Because Jesus jumped in front of that bullet and
come
said,
on.
Stop.
Come on. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm. With my sword and my shield. Like, I'll be.
Yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will be a mess.
We not just taking tithes. We taking tips this week. You know? Until somebody else try to shoot him. But all right, let's get all right, first, listen, if I'm lying, somebody come in here and shoot me, okay?
I wouldn't be that bold now.
I'm telling the truth, all right? These other pastors can't stand in no bullets. Well, did you know T.D. Jakes disagrees? Has he ever been attemptedly murdered, nigga? No? Then shut the fuck up. All right, sorry, ratchetness. Ah! I'd be bringing up other people, be like, that's because Malcolm X must not have been right with God like I am.
No.
Okay, if MLK would have been praying as hard as me, he'd still be here. But I'll say less about that. I don't want to judge.
Church will
brothers.
Be lit.
Only beanbag that right. Converts easily.
And that's the biggest reason why I picked black, because the name, y'all know we like them non-denominational churches that ain't associated with nobody.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'll be ignorant.
Y'all might even tell me nothing.
And you know the story gonna change over time to him being like, I woke up that morning and the Lord told me you will be tested. Your faith will be put to the test today. And he said, go before and preach the word. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you was running. We got the video. You ran and you grabbed one of the babies from the choir and hid behind her like Nino Brown at his wedding.
Like Nino Brown.
Like at that wedding. Like we know, like that's not what happened at all. You started yelling. You said, oh, please don't shoot me. Shoot her instead.
It's on tape, Pastor.
Right. All right, this is Soy Ragnus.
Sheriff's deputies arrested a man who they say charged at people with a medieval weapon. They say 29-year-old Antonio White waved his sword on two people in the Kenwood neighborhood in Gainesville. Detectives say he snuck up behind one woman before waving the sword at her, and that he charged at another person while yelling and pointing his weapon. Deputies say they watched White walk towards two people while carrying the sword. After running away and barricading himself in his parents' home, he was arrested on aggravated assault charges.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a wild story. And, you know, watch out for yourselves. Y'all in the park. Motherfucker sneak up on you with a sword. Get out of there. Glad no one got hurt.
Same.
All right, y'all. That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Maybe tomorrow, depending on how we feel. It's been a busy day, busy week. We've been doing a lot of podcasting and stuff. So let's just all pray Kendrick does this, anybody else, and maybe we take tomorrow off. All right, y'all. Yes. Until then, love you.
I love you too. Mwah.